I'm too busy thinking about my baby, The Temptations. We got a lot of Temptation songs in the library, and we love everyone. I'm Rick, your host of the Up and Running Morning Show. Going to give you some good news and weather. Right now, and the weather's coming on. It's getting hotter and hotter. And that in a moment after some good news. Warhol portrait. An Andy Warhol portrait of the late Queen Elizabeth II is expected to sell for up to $150,000 at auction later this month. The portrait of the former British monarch was based on the official photograph taken by Peter Grudgeon at Windsor Castle in 1975, which was later released for the Queen's Silver Jubilee in 1977. So not expected to achieve anywhere near the $195 million that a Warhol portrait of Marilyn Monroe went for at Christie's in New York in 2022, it set records for both the most expensive piece of 20th century art and the highest price for any American artwork sold at auction. And they're going to sell this Warhol portrait. It's set at $150,000. I bet it'll go for millions. Once the bidding starts, that's your good news, and you can own that Andy Warhol portrait if you got lots of money. 79 degrees currently, and there's a heat advisory in effect from noon till 8 p.m., so the temperature will just keep on multiplying. We're at 79. We're going to reach 92. The heat index will make it feel like 100 degrees. There's a chance of rain with thunder, and some of those storms could be severe. It'll be partly sunny and hot, and the heat index, again, will make it feel about 100 with 92 as a peak temperature. Tonight, a chance of rain with thunder before 1 a.m., a slight chance of rain between 1 and 2. Some of the storms could be severe. Mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, a slight chance of rain with thunder between 3 and 5, then showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm after 5. Some of the storms could be severe. And increasing clouds, hot temperatures, highs around 95. The heat index will make it feel about 102. So please, if you're outside, stay hydrated. You're doing some exercise. Make sure you have water. Check on your neighbors and pets and make sure everybody's hydrated. The heat is on tomorrow night. Could rain a little. There could be some thunder. Cool it down a tiny bit. Temperatures dropping down to about 62. And winds about 5 miles per hour. Saturday, sunshine, highs in the upper 80s. Saturday night, clear, lows in the low 60s. Sunday, chance of showers with thunder after 2. Mostly sunny with highs around 89 degrees. Sunday night, chance of rain with thunder before 8, then showers, possibly a thunderstorm between 8 and 2. There's a chance of rain after 2. Monday will be a little wet, mostly sunny, with temps leveling out about 81 degrees. Thanks a lot for being part of the Up and Running Morning Show. And we're going to be chatting with our guest, Jackie. She is from HWS in Kingston, and we're super excited to be checking in with her. And she's here. She's raring to go, so I'm just going to pull up a tune that she'd like to hear. And we're going to just get things moving right along. Here it is, and we're going. It's the Up and Running Morning Show. Now we're turning into On the Block. 98.1 KZE, Bob. Coming in from the cold, 98.1 KZE. This is the Up and Running Morning Show, and we have transitioned to our Thursday little segment called On the Block, where we introduce you to great leaders of businesses, entrepreneurs, and other very important members of our community. And with us is Jackie from HWS, and there's two locations, one in Kingston, one in Saratoga Springs. What does HWS stand for, Jackie?
Good morning, Rick. Good morning, everybody. So HWS stands for Hot Water Solutions.
So we are coming in from the cold. We're getting out of the cold weather, and man, are we warming up.
Yes, it definitely is hot out there.
So what kind of services does HWS provide?
Yeah, sure. So HWS has been around for 30 years. Family owned and operated for the bulk of that. We specialize in Mitsubishi air source heat pumps primarily, but we have broadened our expertise and gotten into kind of all areas of HVAC. We also have an electrical team and a plumbing team, so we cover all areas.
Wow, and speaking of areas, from Saratoga Springs to Kingston, and then I'm sure further south of Kingston.
Yeah, we go as far south as Beacon, so we try and stay between the Central Hudson, National Grid, and NYSEG regions.
So when people are thinking of air conditioning, a heat pump is also a split. So it's half air half air con and half heat source.
Yeah.
How does that all work?
So they're providing heating and cooling. So same technology, just goes in reverse depending on the selection you select. It's extracting heat from the air, whether it's inside, whether it's outside. And it's extracting heat from the air outside no matter how cold it goes.
Is it more efficient than, let's say, a boiler or a burner?
It is way more efficient. And that's what we take pride in, networking and getting in touch with other companies that align with clean heat. We participate in a lot of the rebate programs and are also affiliated with a lot of local organizations that take pride in getting people off of fossil fuels and onto electric.
Well, it seems, especially now with everything energy wise going up, 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 it would make sense to get something that's efficient that you can have running all the time, whether it's cooling or heating. And what kind of ballpark are we looking at for, you know, an average home?
Yeah, sure. So every house is going to be different. You know, that's why we say it's really important to get one of our experts in your door and to assess the whole house from top to bottom.
So they check it out top to bottom and figure out the square footage and how to cool and heat every inch of it.
Yeah. So we try and assess whether a ducted system makes more sense depending on the condition of the current ducts. We also build out ducted systems. Single zones are great for, you know, the single rooms. We also specialize in multi-zone units. So you could have one condenser outside to anywhere between 2 to 5 heads indoors.
Wow. So, Jackie, how long have you been with HWS?
So specifically, I've been with HWS for the last 2 years. I've been in the industry. I was at another company prior for, I think, about 2 years. And then in another company, Communities for Local Power, with their Empower Kingston trainee program, I was coordinating that.
Wow.
And that got me into the industry.
How cool. And you are the operations manager.
The operations manager.
Yeah, that's a powerful position.
It is.
That means you're sending teams out to various locations. Like, what's your gig?
I wear many hats. Many, many, many hats. I process all of the rebates. I do all of the warranties. I communicate with the customers after sales goes in the door. I help them along in their process from approval to scheduling, to rebates, to registrations, to financing. I help them along with that process and answer any questions and get them connected to who they need to get connected with.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's quite a job.
that's a few.
yeah. It's kind of hard to say, oh, so what do you do? Oh, I work for HWS. That's
it. Yeah. I'm like, how much time do you have to talk about this?
I know. Around here in radio station land, you see some of the staff here in the morning. So it's, you know, crowded. Everyone's bustling around and we all wear many hats.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm also water boy.
Yeah.
Custodian, janitor.
Yeah.
Some of my favorite jobs.
You got to get things done. You got to keep everybody happy. You got to keep everybody moving. You got to keep the company in business. I mean, happy team, happy customers.
All right. Now, Jackie, when you're not at work, what do you like to do for fun?
Besides listening to WKZE?
Sometimes we're a soundtrack to other activities, and I understand that.
WKZE helps me get through my workday. if I'm not answering the phones, which I've taken a little step back from, I get to actually listen to music throughout my day, so that's really enjoyable.
Yeah, as a morning show host, some of my favorite responses are, Rick, I listen to you in the morning. It's like, oh, that's great. Yeah, when I'm showering.
I mean, outside of work, the weather is beautiful. I try and listen to my audiobooks. I'm pretty locked in that world right now, which is really enjoyable.
Do you
enjoyable.
Like outdoor activities? Hiking, biking, swimming?
I mean, in theory, yes, when I when I have the time for it. You know, long days these days, but yeah, all of that stuff, it hasn't been something I've been doing recently, but I'm hoping to take advantage of the summer as much as I can.
Yeah, summer's here. The time is right.
Before
you know it, you're dancing in the streets. We're talking with Jackie from HWS, and we will be back in just a moment. This is On the Block. We're taking a nice inside look at our neighbors and business folks and entrepreneurs and, well, people that make our community important. And you're one of them, so keep listening to 98.1 KZE. We'll be right back.
The name you know and the name you trust is Williams.
From your first swatch to the first mix of color, to the first coat of paint on your walls, Benjamin Moore is paint like no other. Award-winning formulas, and color richness that lasts.
So visit Williams Lumber and Home Centers and nail it right the first time.
Williams Lumber and everything else you need for your home.
With over 59 years in the horticultural field, Stories Nursery in Freehold, New York has a reputation for growing high-quality trees, shrubs, perennials, and bedding plants. Our professional staff takes pride in our extensive selection of rare plants carrying native varieties or ones from as far away as Europe. Whether you're looking for an interesting specimen plant, a stately shade tree, or an entire landscape design, we can help you achieve your vision. I am Susan from Stories Nursery. Discover why gardeners from near and far prefer to shop at Stories. You'll surely be impressed by our one-stop garden center. Our gift and garden shop boasts quality products from basic garden supplies and tools to decorative garden accessories. We offer a unique collection of clay and ceramic pottery. We look forward to serving you and invite you to visit us on Route 67 in Freehold. We are open daily and year-round. See us online at any time at storiesnursery.com. Stories Nursery, a gardener's destination.
Come spend a little time in the mountains. Whirligig Music and EQX present the Dead of Summer Music Festival, now in its seventh year. Happening in Manchester, Vermont, July 9th through the 12th. That's right, 4 days this year. Live music on two stages, including Pink Talking Fish, our Dead Ensemble, featuring Cotter Ellis of Goose, Joe Angelo of Dead Set, Sammy Garrett from Cool Cool Cool, and Remain in Light, and the Gotham Horns. Also performances by Leftover Salmon, God Street Wine, Steely Dead, Giant Panda Gorilla Dub Squad, Jerry's Middle Finger, Saints and Liars, Jatoba, and many more. RV and tent camping, over 20 local food, art, clothing, and craft vendors. Enjoy disc golf, yoga, kids activities, all in an idyllic Green Mountain setting that cannot be beat. Full lineup schedule and all ticket types on sale now at deadofsummermusicfestival.com.
This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE, and well, we just hit a common stride here on the block with Jackie from HWS and Go Knicks.
I know, I was just giving a little update that I tuned into the last couple minutes. Yeah, so of the
I
game.
Said, what do you like to do for fun? And you listed a couple of things. I tried to pull some out, and then you're like, Knicks!
We can't talk about the Knicks. I find myself at a lack of being able to hold up a conversation. But I must say
you
that...
You just did great.
I know. I can talk about the intensity of the last couple of minutes because that's when my brain actually locked into the game.
Yeah, that's
otherwise,
when you
I just
start
hear
paying attention.
The sneakers screeching yeah. for hours.
And watching Wembley on the Spurs and amazed at how tall the dude is.
Really tall.
It's tremendous. So the game last night was 107 to 106 Knicks.
Yeah.
And that's super exciting. And, you know, the energy in Madison Square Garden is phenomenal. No matter what's going on there, the energy there is just explosive, like for live shows. Have you been to a live show there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Who have you seen? Lately.
Lately. I mean, I wish I could get to a show lately. I do okay, have some shows coming up with Moon Bloom and Elements Music Festival
oh, cool.
coming up this summer.
That's cool.
I did see Muse at Barclays.
Wow.
And I think I saw Grace Potter at Radio City Music
oh,
Hall.
Cool.
I can't think off the top of my head,
sweet.
Madison Square Garden.
So you
but
enjoy
definitely been there.
Going to see some live music.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, even hockey games, aside from shows, it's explosive.
Yeah,
basketball,
I've been to
everything.
A couple Rangers games, yeah. Islanders games. I really like the live sporting event feel. That's really kind of when you lock in.
It's the energy
yeah.
in the room is explosive.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you're all watching this little tiny puck that you can't see. If it's a hockey game or a ball that is, you know, 1 foot and you're 100 feet, billion feet away.
Yep.
And you're trying to follow the game, but you do. And all of a sudden, you're watching that little tiny puck or the ball being passed around, and you're in it because you're watching the thing happen live. It's not on TV where you mm-hmm. can get up and go somewhere. You're just locked in. That's
yeah.
what you're there to do, watch the game.
And feeling the energy of the crowd.
Yeah.
And, you know, you get really proud of sports teams, especially when a New York sports team makes it this far. You just you tune in.
Yep, it's my team. Exactly. Yay, we made it since 1973. We're in the playoffs. And I'm not the biggest Knicks or basketball fan, but I could say these couple of things, which will keep any conversation going, which you just did.
Yeah.
So yeah, watching TV is always you know, something we do to unwind, especially after a good long day. You don't want to talk on the phone or talk to a crew or anything. You just kind of, okay, you talk to me and I don't have to talk back and watch these guys run around and pass a ball. That's cool.
Yeah, this is what I said to my gym instructor last night. I'm like, I don't want to curate my own workout. Please yell at me and tell me what to do. This is why I pay to come here.
Very smart. Yeah. Yeah, you don't pay a chiropractor and then they go, okay, this is what you do at home.
Yeah, no. Do your work, do it safely, make me feel better. Thank you.
Yeah. So basketball, live music, and, well, heating and cooling systems make your day.
Yeah. More or less. I mean, you know, I definitely fill my day with friends and family and keep like-minded people around me and, you know, those who enjoy going to these live sporting events or concerts. I mean, we're in such a great area to see live music.
You mentioned the Moon Bloom Festival. When you go, do you camp? Do you stay overnight there?
Typically, I do.
Cool.
Yeah, it's been a minute since I have camped out, but I'll definitely rough it for the weekend and, you know, put my tie-dye on and my sparkles and romp around barefoot. Get connected with the earth.
Sparkles only on the face or other places?
Oh, come on. They got to be everywhere.
Just making sure you're very sparkly. We like it that way.
Yeah.
And so, couple of festivals coming up, and have there been any good innovations in heating and cooling that we should be up on?
I mean, we primarily talk about Mitsubishi. That's definitely the main product line that we get behind. Definitely top of the line, super quiet, super efficient. You know, we want to install the best of the best. We want our customers to be comfortable and happy and not irritated by vibrations or sounds. Those are the most common calls that we get. It's just like it's zzz or, you know, they want to know what those sounds are.
Now,
so.
Are these units based mainly outside, like the fans and stuff are outside of the house sitting on some kind of support?
Yeah, so you'll probably start to see as you drive around now and getting a little bit more cognizant of what's around you. But yes, there are big condensers outside. They're either affixed to the side of the house, which we kind of sway away from because that causes vibrations. Typically, they're on ground stands. Like I said before, they could go towards a ducted system or one-to-one, the split unit, or they could go a multi-zone to a couple of separate heads inside.
How long does it take to install a split system?
Yeah, so probably about one unit, so one outdoor to one indoor, I would say, would take two guys a couple of hours.
Oh, that's it. That's cool.
A full crew on a full house, multiple units, that would take a full day.
I guess it depends, too, on the split or the ducts or what's needed.
You know, ducted systems could take a little bit longer, especially putting in the registers in the ceiling that that requires extra steps to take. And I believe you did ask me before about pricing. I typically tend to sway away from pricing because I don't ever want to deter anybody.
Yeah. Well, you know, I guess it's sliding scale-wise, too, depending on the work you need done.
It is. You know, and there's also other things that go into it, but the rebates are the biggest things that we try and press with our customers. So I could tell you that maybe one unit might be $5,000, might be $7,000. But if you add another unit, you might get some rebates back. So there's things to kind of take into account to save you money.
Well, I totally understand now. You can't just give like, you want to cool your house, you want to heat your house, $5,000.
Yeah, and we could talk to a customer too. Like if they just want the home house install without decommissioning, they could choose that route. But then we can talk them into like, hey, you know, your hot water system is pretty old or your boiler or your furnace is old. Have you considered this? Because then you could get this amount of money back.
Wow.
Yeah. lot to take in.
All right. And what is the best way to get in touch with you and HWS? I mean, in general, not just you.
Phone numbers, email.
Text me.
Get hit on all fronts.
Follow me on Google.
Yeah, so you could give us a call, 845-331-8948. You could also go to www.kingstonhws.com. We are on Facebook. We're also on Instagram. You could send us some pigeon mail, too. I mean, that could be effective.
We love that. Yeah. And what do you put up on Facebook? Like, dudes working?
Yes. We have our crew working. We've kind of been taking into trends and trying to do little videos showing the office staff as well as the crew outside. We also post a lot of our affiliations, the groups that we network with. We're going to be tabling at the Ashokan Center Summer Hoot at the end of August.
Oh, cool. Yeah. We might have a table right next to you.
Yep, I see the poster.
How cool.
We also work with Communities for Local Power. They're in Power Kingston Trainee Program. Mid-Hudson Energy Transition, we install free stoves under their program. So we have a lot of really cool people in our network.
That is cool.
We also have a event coming up where we're sponsoring the Saugerties Stallions September 27th for their game, their baseball game.
All right. Now, explain that one.
So we do have our office in Kingston. It has kind of dwindled a little bit because our staff has primarily moved to our warehouse in Saugerties. So we started to partner with local groups in Saugerties as well. And Saugerties Stallions came into the mix and we're happy to be sponsoring them. We have a banner up there and we're going to take over the stadium on June 27th. Yeah. All right.
Well, how do you go to that? You need tickets or?
Yeah, you could buy tickets at the door.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Well, that should be really cool.
I guess there's no door at the stadium. Probably just walk in.
The virtual door. We're talking with Jackie from HWS in Kingston and Saratoga Springs. Stay tuned. We're going to take a little break, hear from other sponsors, and then we'll be right back with Jackie on the block, 98.1 KZE.
Lord Huron returns. Live in concert.
The up and running morning show on 98.1 KZE. This is On the Block. Our guest is Jackie from HWS in Kingston and Saratoga Springs. They do heating and cooling and just about everything that leads up to that, electrical work and carrying things that are heavy. Yes. So, Jackie, what are you looking forward to this summer?
I'm looking forward to spending more time outdoors, for sure.
Okay.
Last year I had some friends' weddings and other things that that happily took up some of my time supporting them, and taking back this summer and trying to spend more time outside and pools and hopefully get my feet into sand on a beach, maybe.
Well, you have goals.
I do have goals.
We like that.
Yeah.
And how much time do you like spending in the community?
Oh, I spend a lot of my time in the community. Yeah. I live in New Paltz, so I definitely support local businesses as much as I can.
So you're shopping up and down Main Street, just like all of us?
Yeah. I mean, I have been supporting a lot of the local stores in New Paltz recently that I'm like, I'm not a tourist. I'm a local. I can go into these places and found a lot of cool shops recently. Yeah. I'm like, just walk in.
Yeah. Yep. And a lot of great places to eat and to hang out.
Yeah.
And hike and bike and walk. And there's so much great stuff going on.
It really is a beautiful area to live in.
Yeah, it really is. And well, with the beauty of the area comes the houses. And when your house is too hot to handle, call HWS. When your house in the wintertime needs warmth, they're the place to call HWS. And they'll have a solution for whatever it is. How would you describe your company to someone who doesn't know anything about you?
Sure. A lot of the guys have been working together for a very long time. So I don't want to be super cheesy and say we're like family, but there are some people related in our company. So
I don't think that's cheesy. I think that is a bold statement.
Yeah.
We're family. We've been working together forever. We know each other. We know when someone calls out, we got their back.
Yeah. They've put in a lot of time, and our new hires from the last couple of years have come directly from the Empower Kingston program. So that's been a great contribution to our workforce. They do the training for a couple of weeks and get acclimated to the team. And at the end of that period of time, we take them on board. So that's probably 50% of our staff. And then the others have been working with us for quite some time, that's 5 years, cool. 10 years, 20 years.
Is there any hazing? You're the new guy.
there might everybody be some jokes and banter.
Dues, that's all. Yeah, everybody's got to pay their dues. I'm just generally teasing.
You know, like, we want everybody to work together as efficiently as possible.
We want them to grow into the family, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And they switch around their teams quite often. So if you're not in the mood to work with somebody that day, you don't have to.
Huh. That's pretty cool. Not today. No.
No.
Jackie is from HWS in Kingston and Saratoga Springs. Give the folks the website again.
It's www.kingstonhws.com.
And you may need a cooling system. And I know come, let's say, tomorrow about 11 a.m., you're going to be boiling hot going, I wish I had air conditioning. I wish I had air conditioning. Because damn, it's hot. This is Sharon Jones on the block, 98.1 KZE.
Hi, this is Jody.
The up and running morning show on 98.1 KZE. Damn, it's hot. There's a heat advisory in effect today from noon till 8 p.m. That's a long stretch of time. So what happens at 8 o'clock? All of a sudden, the temperature just goes poof, it's cool now? Don't think so, but it'll be unbearably hot until 8 o'clock. So stay hydrated, check on your older neighbors and friends and pets. Make sure they're not blazing in the sun or the rain while it's hot. And keep on KZE. We'll keep you informed. We are hanging out with Jackie. This is On the Block, a weekly Thursday segment. And Jackie has been chilling with us, playing some tunes. She picked out a couple of these songs. She's from HWS in Kingston. And they offer up heating and cooling systems. And, well, she's got this amazing thing she's going to tell you about. You can get yourself an amazing heating cooling system if you play your cards right. Jackie, tell them.
Yeah, so this summer, we are going to be entering anybody into a raffle.
Anybody?
Anybody. You just got to call us up, get us in the door, and your name is immediately entered
into. Oh, so you have to come in the door? I can't just call you and be like, can I be in the thing? I want to win a free.
Got to get in there. We got to send you the estimate. Okay. But the goal is to give somebody a completely free HVA system.
What is the best time to make sure your system is running good?
Spring and fall is typically when we try and get people knowledgeable about what they need, because those are typically the slower times. Mm-hmm. We don't want anybody running into issues in the thick of the winter or in the midst of the summer. So having the knowledge of what to expect ahead of time and getting us in ahead of time always makes things easier to go into those peak seasons with the right equipment to make you comfortable.
You're going to have a couple of opportunities where folks can fill out raffles.
Yeah, just sign up for consultations in person. We're going to have a table set up at the Saugerty Stallion Stadium June 27th, 6:30 game. And then we'll also have a table set up at the Summer Hoot. So you could sign up there, but also give us a call and we'll set up the appointment and enter you in to win. And that's 100% off your install, free install, any HVAC system you want.
Can you get an install and then get some rebates?
Yeah, it's going to be a typical contract. So you're going to get the rebates. It's just HWS is going to pay your entire bill.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
So we'll look out for you at the Summer Hoot. And you can just come on by the table there at the Summer Hoot and say hello. And we'll see you out and about.
Yeah,
throughout
we're
going
to get some stuff up on Instagram and Facebook and our website telling you the details on more chances to win and more chances to get your name into the pot.
Cool.
But we're really excited to give a lucky homeowner a chance to win a free system because we know how much it costs. It's quite an expense.
Mm-hmm. But it's a great investment as well and something that'll last a good long time and be energy efficient. And you can't really beat that.
Yeah.
Jackie, thank you so much for being part.
Thank you, Rick. This has been so wonderful hanging out with you.
Yeah, it's been a treasure and a pleasure. And thank you. Come on back again sometime.
Yeah,
and
I definitely will.
It's always cool when we're hanging out on the block. And pretty soon we're going to have a block party. Maybe you could come to our block party and we could sign up to win raffles and
that
stuff.
That would be awesome. I was at the last community day and cool. That was super fun.
Sweet.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we are 98.1 KZE. It's time for me to go. And, well, Jackie might be hanging out. But, I'm going to be heading out. So, Jackie, thanks a lot for spending
Thank
all
you.
This time with us on the block
thanks
on 98.1 KZE. It's always a pleasure. And it's always really cool to meet the people in our neighborhood that make things so great. Like, where would we be without heat and coolness?
Very uncomfortable.
Yes. Just think, like, what did Abe Lincoln do with this? And wearing that hat and his wool suit all the time.
Guess he wore many hats, too.
Yeah, a lot of hats. But he always had the wool suit on in the middle of the summer. And he looked hot, always.
Guess global warming wasn't in effect then?
It's the Up and Running Morning Show. Have a great day, friends. I'm Rick. It's been a pleasure to be here. As always, help people. Don't hurt people. And I'll leave you with a couple of important messages and some other stuff. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, KZ listeners, it's me, Adam Chartoff, host of The Midday Show, inviting you to join me for The Ride for Mental Health, Saturday and Sunday, June 27th and 28th in New Paltz. It's the 10th anniversary of the premier cycling weekend dedicated to mental health awareness. It's fun, inspiring, and benefits Harvard's McLean Hospital, a global leader in mental health. A great ride for a great cause. Register at rideformentalhealth.org. Ride or volunteer.